Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us, and happy Wednesday afternoon. Hope your hump day is going well. There was a lot of really disturbing Donald Trump-related news today, not the least of which includes these two facts. You'll recall that former FBI Director James Comey tweeted out a picture of seashells that were in the shape of 8647. 86, a restaurant term that means like something's gone, but it's come to mean like to eliminate someone. 47, being Donald Trump is the 47th president. He deleted the tweet. He claimed to say, I didn't know that that's what 86 meant. Fine. Anyone who is actually making an attempt to tell the truth in good faith would clearly know that the former freaking director of the FBI is not threatening to kill a sitting president. By the way, James Comey is like 7 feet tall. Not sure how he'd pull that off without being noticed. But apparently the Secret Service followed Jim Comey and his wife around, like trailed him in a car, like in a spy movie, while they were on vacation in North Carolina after he errantly posted this. And they were tracking his phone. And they were waiting for him to come home. That is a gross misuse of the Secret Service. You want to talk about fraud, waste, and abuse? No Secret Service officer actually believed that Jim Comey meant that as a real threat. Bad taste, poor judgment, shouldn't have done it. Hell yes, and shame on you, Jim Comey, for many things. I have a laundry list of complaints. That was thing one. Thing two, in addition to that, the DOJ has confirmed over the last 24 hours that it has launched a criminal investigation into both former FBI Director Jim Comey as well as former CEI Director John Brennan, based on a criminal referral given to the FBI and the DOJ by current CIA Director Ratcliffe. This relates back to Donald Trump inviting Russia to help him win the 2016 election by engaging in hacking, espionage, and blowing up Hillary Clinton's campaign, which the last thing I remember is that Jim Comey really helped Donald Trump win. That's what this is about. And in case you forgot, Donald Trump during Trump 1 sicked John Durham, a special prosecutor, on Jim Comey and John Brennan for months. John Durham never came up with anything. He had three prosecutions, one of which resulted in like a de minimis plea. This wasn't a low-level person, kind of like a fart in the breeze. The other two investigations resulted in criminal charges, and the juries acquitted the defendants. John Durham has been a big, spectacular fail, but he also investigated these two individuals for over a year during Trump 1, and now they're doing it again? Disturbing. I may get into that more because groups of federal prosecutors, including folks that have known to be very conservative, have been coming out publicly to lambast this. That is you want to talk about a sham investigation? You want to talk about the abuse of government to pursue political enemies? That's what that is. And if they can do it to the freaking former head of the CEI, if they can do it to the former head of the FBI, you think they might be able to do it to the little guy or gal like me and you? But I don't want to get stuck in the negative. The Brewers pulled off an amazing 10th inning victory, sweeping the Dodgers this afternoon. And the way that they won was spectacular. Jackson Chourio, with his first career walk-off hit in the 10th inning, batting in Sal Frelick in his short pants. I love me some Sal Frelick. Sal Frelick spending the last three or so weeks in the number one hitting slot for the Brewers, doing a fabulous job. Why is that important? Well, because you got Chourio. You have, of course, why am I blanking on this guy's name? The catcher, Contreras, thank you. William Contreras and Yelich in that lineup coming after him. Pitchers don't want to have a man on base by walking Frelick with those guys coming up in the lineup. So Sal's been really effective in the one slot. And this coming on the heels of the amazing win last night. Oh, my goodness. And the incredible victory that the Brewers put together on Monday night against the Dodgers. Here's what I want you to know. First of all, Jacob Mizorowski, 12 strikeouts in 5 innings. That is the first time that's been done by a major league pitcher. Here's the other thing to know. All of the Brewers pitching staff, which included relievers Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, and Trevor Megill to close out the 9th inning last night, those pitchers plus the Miz had an average pitch velocity of 99.32, fastball pitch velocity. That is the highest ever recorded in Major League Baseball since they started pitch tracking. An average fastball speed velocity of 99.32 miles per hour. I'm telling you, folks, that is damnedly hard to hit. I cannot wait to watch more of the Brewers. And the Cubs coming off a loss to the Twins last night. They're playing the Twins tonight. The Brewers pull within 2 of the division-leading, dastardly Chicago Cubs. So I never really say this too often, but go Minnesota Twins. Put up a big L for all those Cubby fans out there. That's going to do it for me today. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be joined by Republican State Representative Duke Tucker about his brand new legislation to introduce term limits in the state of Wisconsin. I love it. Can't wait to talk to Duke. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.